From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the soaring price of oil and the reasons for the hike, but we begin today with the ongoing violence in Iraq. An explosion at a market north of Baghdad killed at least 6 Iraqis and wounded 9 others. In the holy city of Najaf, American forces used rockets and missiles as they continue to battle insurgents loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The U.S. military today said it was preparing a final assault on Sadr's forces there. I spoke earlier with Alex Berenson of the New York Times.
I'm at a Marine base that is about 5 miles north of the Imam Ali Shrine, which is where the Marines are staging, they're planning to stage this final offensive from. If this offensive actually happens, and there's certainly quite a bit of speculation that it won't happen. But they are getting ready. They have essentially pulled their patrols off the streets for the last couple of days to give their men time to rest. The army, which was doing battle in the cemetery, has basically pulled out of the cemetery, and they're being quite vocal that they intend to go into Najaf, to go into the old city, which is where they have not gone before, and to capture or kill anybody from Mr. Sadr's side who remains there.
Describe the geography here. How close are the al-Sadr fighters to this important Shiite shrine we've been hearing about the last week, the shrine of Imam
Ali? Well, some of them are probably in it. the old city itself is not very large, maybe a half mile by a half mile, and the mosque is really at the very center of it. The cemetery is to the north of the old city, and that's where the fighting has been. But I think they're quite clear that there are units, and I can't go into detail, but they're clearly intending to establish a cordon around the old city and then fight their way in. This is very risky because if something happens to the shrine, it's impossible to say what the reaction of the Shia in both in Iraq and around the world will be.
Extraordinarily holy place.
An extraordinarily holy place, very important. A place that all Shia try to make a pilgrimage to once in their lives. And if something happens, even if the United States does not actually damage the shrine, it will be blamed. And there's no guarantee that Muqtada himself won't damage the shrine if he believes that his life is in danger or that that he's surrounded and that he's going to be caught.
Now, Iraq's leadership, the vice president is calling on the U.S. troops to withdraw from Najaf entirely. What does that say about the level of cooperation between the U.S. and the Iraqi authorities, the leadership?
Iraq's vice president is not making the decisions. Iraq's prime minister, Ayad Alawi, is making decisions. And he has shown himself to be a tough guy. Whether he wants to take this risk or not probably will determine whether or not this battle really begins or not. From a strictly military point of view, there's no question that the United States can do this. And it does seem that Muqtada doesn't have huge support around the country. I mean, he has some support, there's no question, but the population, I think, is not happy about this, and they would like the shrine to be once again open to all, as it is not right now. But the physical shrine itself is Muqtada's trump card here.
I get the sense from this perspective, this distance, that the people in the city are just sort of waiting behind the walls and in their homes for something to be resolved. Is that the case?
Yes, it certainly seems that way. Najaf was a very big tourist city for last year because all these pilgrims who couldn't come here during Saddam's time made an effort to come here. The city was doing quite well. For economic reasons, people here would like this to be resolved.
Alex Berenson writes for the New York Times. He joined us from the U.S. Marine base outside Najaf. Thank you, Mr. Berenson.
Thanks.